Yeah.
43 days of no confirmed positive test for coronavirus. 105 days since our first case on the island. So the total number of confirmed cases we've had remains at 336. 6,547 concluded tests. 11 people have had a test and are awaiting result, and 13 people in the queue for a test at the moment. And yet another new normal on our bank holiday weekend, Timwell Day on Monday, of course, or Sunday if you're being picky as well. And it's 8 weeks today, if you're counting. 8 weeks today is the start of the four-day bank holiday weekend. 8 weeks today is going to be the 28th of August. And we have the 28th and 31st off because of senior race day going AWOL as well. We're on the open line today on the Man in Line. You can call 66 13 68, email studio@manxradio.com, or text 166 177. Anything on your mind, anything you'd like to say. With us not opening our borders to countries with low infection rates like Mallorca, does it mean we'll be waiting years to go to the UK without having tests, says Matty. What's going to be done? We need to look. So text 166 177, email studio@maxradio.com. Maybe the quarantine thing will come down with England, but who knows at the moment. I think this virus, says Matty, will be floating around until there's a vaccine. Minimum of 2 years, well. The education minister was talking about a vaccine. Of course, himself a GP, Dr. Allington, he reckoned at least next year before. They're testing vaccines at the moment, I think, in Southern California. But a minimum of 2 years until a widely available vaccine. So we'll look at that Mallorca thing shortly. But interestingly enough, I don't know whether you've walked down Strand Street and Duke Street in Douglas or Castle Street. Complaints have been made about cyclists riding through town. Now, it's pedestrianised. No ifs, buts or maybes. Castle Street, Strand Street, Duke Street, pedestrianised. Douglas Centre Town Manager Oliver Cheshire's been on social media to clarify that cycling and skating through the main shopping streets goes against general bylaws. It's irresponsible, he says. It's putting pedestrians at risk. Following talks with police, the council says, this is Douglas Council, says Strand Street, Duke Street and Castle Street are designated no vehicle access outside of loading hours, including bikes and skating. And apparently, there's been a spate of people driving vehicles down these streets as well. Cyclists are asked to dismount and walk with their bicycles when in these areas. Strand Street, Castle Street and Duke Street, contravening General Douglas bylaws. Which prompts a question. Who's going to nick people? Who will be, if somebody is riding a bicycle, do they get a warning? Do they get a fine? Do they get their tyres let down? What is it? Text us. So cycling in Strand Street, Castle Street, on pavements in general, across pedestrian crossings as well. We're talking more and more about active travel. And of course, they've got their own cycle lane now on Glen Crutchery Road. So have a chat about it today. And when you think of people encouraging us to do active travel, take a look at the weather outside. It's the 3rd of July. It's a filthy day on the island. How do you feel about active travel? How do you feel about getting the lights on as well? Dusk and early morning and in this sort of weather. Text us then, 166 177. All this talk about the UK having high numbers and the borders not opening. What about the Republic of Ireland, which seems to have very low numbers, says James. We've had lots of messages in about people with relatives and friends in Ireland, and the fact that it doesn't seem to be happening. The air bridge to Ireland doesn't seem to be happening. And I think, from what I remember, it may have been the I think it was David Ashford, the Health and Social Care Minister, who said it's down to commercial relationships. If an airline wants to put on an air bridge to Ireland, obviously they have to get the say-so of the government here and in Ireland, and then obviously it's got to pay for itself. So inevitably it's going to be down to the cost of the whole thing. We need to look at cyclists as well. Get them before the judges, says one correspondent about cyclists. It's all right. So text 166177, email studio@manxradio.com. They do this all the time in Ramsey. The police don't do a thing about it. That is cycling in pedestrian areas in Ramsey. So if we're moving towards an active travel future when there will be more and more cyclists, what do we do? And also a question that was put when Tim Baker, the infrastructure minister, was here a couple of days ago, which we didn't have time to get to. And he was talking about active travel. And somebody said, what about Baker bikes then? You know, they had those Boris bikes in London where you could become a member of the club and you had a pass that would get the bikes. You could take a bike, ride it around for as long as you wanted, put it back in a docking station and clock back in and there you are. So there were membership bikes. And if that's the way it could be on the Isle of Man, who'd propose it? Where would they be parked? Who'd pay for it as well? So text us on 166177, email studio@manxradio.com. And also, I just want to come to this. Have you seen the informal crossing at the Curragh Road in St. John's, Foxdale Road? An informal crossing is warning of the increased chance of walkers and cyclists crossing the road where the Heritage Trail meets the Curragh Road in St. John's. A Celtic motif has been painted on the route to highlight the informal crossing. If you take a look at our Twitter and Facebook feed, you'll see it. If you're using the Curragh Road, retain the right of way, but you're being urged to be considerate for those who are using the trail. Other crossing options were considered, but the informal option was considered the most appropriate use for the area. It's not a zebra crossing. I think it's more of a Celtic crossing. And also, yesterday, I gave you the grim news about the Queenie fleet. And the fact that there should be 25 and a couple of dozen boats out, six boats out earlier on this week. The Environment, Food and Agriculture Minister Geoffrey Boot says his department could review bag limits for Manx Queenie fishermen in coming weeks. He admits the industry is on its knees and says that the government is doing what it can to offer support. The season opened this week. Scallops are selling for 50% of what they were last year. It's a very, very depressed market. It's been caused by the impact of COVID-19 and the competition from king scallop fishermen in the UK. Geoffrey Boot spoke to Ewan Gorn.
Well, it's not been a good time for many businesses, and particularly fishing. Been devastating in terms of lack of the market for produce. Preceding years, we've had difficulties with stock. It's an irony that this year we actually start the season with reasonable stocks, and for the first time we'll be able to bring some sort of spatial management in conjunction with industry, and it's as a result of industry that we are in that position. But the market remains very depressed. Information that I've received to date since the beginning of the season on the 1st of July is that market price is down by between 40 and 50%, which is not good news for the industry, although we had a substantial support package in place, and that undoubtedly has preserved the sector to date as a result of loss of market. And hopefully we can do more going forward, depending on how things proceed.
Well, we've been hearing from the MFPO that the support was welcome and has been used, but because of often the status of employment in the industry, it's not actually reached as many people as might be hoped. What do you say to that?
Well, I think we did the best we could. We liaised with industry, and there were several schemes available to different components. From our perspective, we wanted to preserve not just the fishing fleet, but the whole processing marketing sector. If that goes, we're going to lose the industry.
Considering the fact that UK vessels that we understand aren't coming here at the moment because it's not economically viable for them to do so, would you consider upping the bag limit for Manx vessels to allow them to land more?
Well, that has been a proposition. The Scallop Management Board, which is industry, in essence, that sends its recommendations to me, came up with a comprehensive list of recommendations prior to the start of the season. I accepted most of those, and I wanted to have a review of the market situation before we made any further decisions. However, I have undertaken to look at this, and the management board are reviewing on a 14-day rolling basis. But it's a difficult conundrum. For once we've reasonably stocks available and we've got this spatial management going on and we've opened some closed areas and we're working with industry to ensure that we don't go and attack all the stock, as it were, and end up in a situation as we have done in the past where we had no queen scallops going forward. The subsidies or grants availability has helped the fleet maintain itself. It's very easy to turn around and say, well, if the price is half of what it was, we catch double, then we'll get the same return. But then if you catch double and deplete stocks going forward, and we do hope and expect a market improvement in due course as the pandemic recedes, then it would be silly to devastate stocks at this particular point. But I have that in mind, and we will be reviewing it and look at where we're going in that respect. I think what is viable for some boats, smaller ones, is perhaps not viable for the larger ones. But you only have to look at what's happening outside of our managed area to see that the stocks in some areas are in dire condition.
Good afternoon. It's 16 minutes past 12 on Manx Radio, and we'll see what happens. But as it stands at the moment, people are going to go out of business. There's no ifs, buts or maybes. Unless that situation improves, we could be losing some of the fishing fleet on the Isle of Man, certainly the scallop fleet as well. So we watch that with great interest. That was Geoffrey Boot, the minister in charge. It's because of the current trend towards active travel that cyclists get away with riding on pavements. Years ago, I got stopped by a policeman because my bike didn't have reflectors and it was daylight. Can we please remind people that Strand Street is not for cycling, and also there seems to have been an increase in dogs in shops and cafes. Please keep them out. Dogs don't shop or drink coffee. I have an allergy to dog hair, says Nicola, and would expect these public places to be dog hair free. I've also noticed that dog muck is getting more and more in the streets where shoppers are standing in it as well. You can imagine the rest. Dogs need to run in fields for exercise, not be dragged around the shops. Ireland would be a great place to have a holiday, says Rod. Guernsey's a fine destination, but most of all, I'd love to go to Wales. I've always wanted to go to that place with a very long name. Cyclists, says Sue, just become pedestrians when not allowed to cycle, though, so they're still getting exercise, if that's the whole issue, as we seem to be moving towards active travel, and something that Douglas Council, the Corpy, are certainly on with as well. The council's always been a supporter of active travel. Ollie Cheshire, the town centre manager, says they produced an active travel strategy and an action plan which complements with the Isle of Man government. Encouraging cycling, in particular that cycle to work scheme, is at the heart of the council's strategy. So earlier this year, in partnership with Infrastructure Department, they installed secure bicycle lockers at Shaw's Brow to be used by commuters. But pedestrianisation means pedestrianisation. I saw a young man cycling through Strand Street texting on his phone. There's also a sign in the Villa Colonnade asking cyclists not to ride there as well, but some people take no notice. Maybe traffic controllers could do regular patrols, says Paul. But of course, what is the sanction? What will be the sanction? Would you be booked, or would you have an instant fine? What would happen? Cyclists on pavement, I would name and shame a former police officer who rides on Parliament Street pavements with his son on a Saturday afternoon without regard for the elderly or disabled pedestrians, says, we'll call him Francis. All well and good with active travel, says Mary, but we did a lot of cycling during lockdown when there was very little traffic, so we were able to use more of the road when we encountered so many potholes. The broken tarmac's very dangerous, and it's at the side of the road. We live in the north. Have any of the ministers got on two wheels to see the state of most of the roads? Well, there is a very active cyclist within government. He's not a minister, but Bill Shimmins is a very active cyclist. So maybe we could get I would call him probably the most active cyclist in Tynwald. So maybe traffic controllers could do those regular patrols. And also, cyclists and R-plate drivers do anything they like, and the police couldn't catch a cold. I'm sure they disagree, Ian. But when did you last hear of a cyclist being prosecuted or fined for cycling in a pedestrian zone? It's one of those things that we talk about. If you go through a red light, it's an offence, and everybody knows you shouldn't go through a red light. So why do some cyclists, and if you are a cyclist, I'd be thrilled to hear you say, why would you cycle down a pedestrian zone, knowing that other people are walking, could be elderly people, could be mothers with prams, could be young children flying about, could be anything, could be pets. Why would you cycle down? Betty, hello, Betty.
Oh, hi. I just wondered what the situation is as regards shops using either cards or cash. Some shops now won't use cash. And I heard recently about an old lady. She's 96 years old. She went into a fast food outlet and ordered her food, was given her food, and then could only pay by cash. So they took the food back and threw it in the bin.
Oh, whereabouts? I mean, don't name the place, but whereabouts was it, Betty?
It was in Ramsey.
Well, I'm sure if they won't take cash, some of them put a big sign there saying we don't take cash.
I don't know if they had a sign or not. I really don't. But, I mean, you think, apart from wasting the food, which is ridiculous, you think that for somebody so old, they could have made an exception and given her the food.
And she's how old?
96.
My word, she deserves some fast food for getting up and about. Well, it would be nice to know, wouldn't it, Betty? So what we're saying is anybody who doesn't take cash should have a big sign saying there, or certainly anybody who's serving in the shop should say, look, we don't take cash.
Yes, but they didn't until after she was served. And I just think it's so sad. And also think, well, a lot of older people don't have cards. She didn't have her card. She's never had a card in her life. I don't even know if she's got a checkbook. But, you know, what do people, older people do? I mean, I am quite old myself, but I've got a card and I'm okay with it, you know. But I think it's just awful, really.
All right, Betty, thanks for calling us today.
Okay.
All right, thanks. 24 minutes past 12 on The Man in Light. When the state of emergency is gone, by the way, somebody jotted a note to say, is the emergency still on? No, it was rescinded Friday, 26th of June, last Friday. Richard Gosney, Sir Richard, the Lieutenant Governor, rescinded it. So we're no longer under the state of emergency, so people can't be nicked for what they could be before. Somebody was just saying they should do instant fines for cyclists who persistently cycle on pavements as well. And also, interestingly, electronic scooter rental schemes going to be legalised from today in the UK with the aim of relieving pressure on public transport, while private e-scooters will soon be illegal. And by I don't mean Lambrettas or Vespas, but these little, you know, the treaders. These e-scooters, they'll be illegal in Britain. Local authorities can allow trial schemes, rental schemes, for 12 months. The rules say the scooters can't be used on pavements, but must have a speed limit of 15.5 miles an hour. Users have to be 16 and over and hold a full or provisional licence for a car, motorcycle or moped. More than 30 local authorities in Britain have expressed an interest, but disability campaigners have shared concerns over the risk to visually impaired people from irresponsible use. These are the e-scooters. Private ones are illegal, but rental schemes are legal in Britain from today. And it's a thought about whether or not we rent bikes out on the Isle of Man, because you can't nick a bike. The problem they had in London was everybody kept stealing the Boris bikes. because they were rather trendy, with a kind of Netherlands, Low Countries look about them. But if we had cycles on the Isle of Man that you could pay, I don't know, maybe a fiver a month or maybe less, that you become a member of, you get a special smart card, and if you want a bike, you just put your card in the holder and you get a bike out, a bit like a supermarket trolley. Then you wouldn't have to buy a bike and we'd all know what the bikes were for. I think we should ban pedestrians and make it cycling only. I think I'll have a word with Tim Baker. That's not me, that's our anonymous contributor. Don't let this turn into another anti-cycling hate speech rant. There's enough of that already. Be careful about that kind of debate. You're encouraging it. Nobody needs to hear they don't even pay road tax again, says Gary. Why, Gary? I'm sure cyclists can stand up for themselves. If we are going to have more and more bicycles, then we have to have a debate about really how it's going to fit, because as it stands at the moment, with more and more bicycles, some people feel disenfranchised by having cyclists whiz down a pedestrian, legalised, framed in legislation, a pedestrianised area. We're not anti-cyclists, we're just, you know, cyclists shouldn't be on pedestrian areas. I ride through Strand Street on my way to work, says Renegade. In the morning before 8 o'clock, I don't speed or cause any problems to anybody. I won't be stopping, and I can't wait for an enforcer to try and stop me, says our Renegade, in a pedestrian zone before 8 o'clock in the morning. We've heard a lot about that air corridor between the Isle of Man and Guernsey over the last week, but one travel agent on the island wants to see flights going further afield. Freedom Travel on Strand Street, pedestrianised, urging the Manx government to look at setting up a link with Mallorca, which is currently has a very low coronavirus infection rate and has been welcoming tourists. Lewis Foster spoke to the boss of Freedom Travel, Jan Wozniak.
Freedom Travel has been arranging direct flights to Palma, Mallorca for 10 years, an opportunity like most businesses stifled by the coronavirus pandemic. Or with cases coming down in the country and the infection rate falling below 0.5, Director Jan Wozniak approached the Manx government with a proposition.
What we asked is what would be the requirement for us to satisfy the Isle of Man government, the need for them to approve an air corridor between the Isle of Man and, in this case, Palma, which is Mallorca. Mallorca ministers, or ministry, should I say, would welcome us with open arms. But however, until we can release this lockdown of border, and we can only go do that with the approval of government. We have an office in Palma, which looks after all our direct flights inbound to all the islands. And basically, they're working with us at the moment. They're working with the local hoteliers. So we're informed on a daily basis what the position is. Our program was to start in May. We have cancelled right through. Unfortunately, sadly, we've got no choice because we can't fly out the Isle of Man. And what we're asking, would they give us some direction to when we can fly back into Mallorca?
When would you like that to be established, Jan?
We were hoping to be back there in September and October. Remember, this is direct. The flights are only over 2 hours, 15 minutes. You leave Ronald's Way. It's a BA service. It comes into the Isle of Man empty, just with crew, so it's not bringing passengers in or anything, and we just fly direct to Palma, and our reps are there, and then you take it to your hotels.
How do you feel about that? An air bridge to Mallorca, if it could happen. In response, the Manx government said the Balearics still have active cases of coronavirus. That's Mallorca, Menorca and Ibiza, meaning there's currently no prospect of an air bridge between the Isle of Man and Mallorca. That was Jan Wozniak from Freedom Travel talking about the possibility of it. Well, we have an air bridge, complete, bona fide, 100%. You can't bend it. It's there between the Isle of Man and Guernsey. I just wonder which one you'd choose. Shall we have a completely random unrepresentative straw poll on the man in line today. So at the moment, Guernsey has no cases, completely COVID-free like the Isle of Man. Mallorca, well, you take your chances. They have a low rate and it's a very popular island. So text 166177, email studio@manxradio.com. Put your name on there as well and put I choose Guernsey or I choose Mallorca. If you had a choice, and again, bear in mind the coronavirus index in this. Guernsey completely free of coronavirus. Mallorca low. We don't know. And if you were to go to one or the other, somebody said you can go to Guernsey or you can go to Mallorca, text 166177 or email studio@manxradio.com. Completely unrepresentative. Your views, I choose Guernsey or I choose Mallorca. 29 minutes before one, we're open line through till one. What's on your mind? Manx Radio.
If you're in catering, there's a fantastic opportunity right now at Peel Golf Club. This thriving all-year-round golf club is looking for a suitably qualified caterer to take over the catering franchise. With over 600 members, plus competitions and room hire events, there's plenty of potential for the successful applicant, who needs to deliver an excellent dining experience to both Peel Golf Club members and visitors, from bar snacks to large functions. Interested? Then contact the club secretary on peelgc@manx.net.
Care products are here for you in these uncertain times. With strict protocols in place following government guidelines, you can be confident that your well-being is our top priority. With telephone and delivery options, why not give us a call and discuss your needs? Right behind B&Q, we're open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Call us on
627-177. Whatever your profession, achieve success. With ambitions, trust ambitions.
So what direction are you going to take after uni? Your prospects are exciting and daunting at the same time. So why not give us a call at Ambitions Employment Agency? We can show you some great opportunities on the island. Come and see us for a free, no obligation chat.
Whatever your profession, call 614-841. Rex Motor Company.
When you need to replace your vehicles, it can be hard deciding on whether to lease a car or to buy a car. That's why at Rex Motor Company, we offer both fixed cost leasing and vehicle sales. For the best deals from hatchbacks to estates and coupes to commercials, visit us at Whitehoe Industrial Estate off the Old Castletown Road or find Rex Motor Company online.
Rex Motor Company, rexmotorcompany.im. Men Waste Recycling, Men Waste Recycling.
We can all do our bit to help the environment. Here at Man Waste Recycling, we tailor our services to individual businesses by providing recycling solutions for cardboard, paper, UPVC, plastics, cans, cartons and more. We'll advise you on how your business can recycle so you can help make our island even more environmentally friendly.
Man Waste Recycling for today.
Getting back to business after lockdown. Would you like to get ahead and plan for the future? Then talk to the accountants at Nicola Bowker & Co. about how we can help. From expert advice to getting a helping hand, Nicola Bowker & Co. can help and guide you. Call 861 271.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint, furnished by Magic Carpets.
And Malcolm's with us. Hello, Malcolm.
Hi, Andy. Yes, good afternoon. Just a little bit of a concern about the Celtic crossing on the Curragh Road. My concern would be that cyclists on the old railway line and the path across from the other side may think that this is like, oh, yes, we can just carry on. And maybe the quiet time of the day. Of course, it's not just for them. I mean, it is the main road, it may just a bit of a concern that it may cause an accident.
Have you seen it up close?
I haven't looked really close, but I have seen it. Yes,
it's weird.
Yes, it is a bit weird. I mean, in a way, it's sort of pretty with the sort of Celtic bit, but it is a little bit weird. But if you were cycling across or riding a horse across, you may just think it's a continuation of the track.
All right. Well, let's just hope nothing goes wrong
Yes, I hope not. I mean, the first thing they put there, the rumble strips, the stripes they put across the road, of course, well, they shouldn't have done that anyway. That was a non-starter. It upset a lot of the local residents with the noise, because they are quite noisy for people in their gardens and even in their houses, the ones closer to. So that was a non-starter. So I suppose they've had to think of something else. I believe they have put signs. I haven't seen it. I haven't walked along there just in the last week or so. But I believe they put warning signs up for cyclists that the main road is ahead, which, of course, is a good thing.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. Malcolm, thanks for that.
OK. All right, Andy.
All right, 24 minutes to one. It's nice. It's very pleasant. It's just a bit weird. To the middle of nowhere. Anyway, a quick reminder, it is the first Friday of the month, so Isle of Man Farmers Markets are in session till 4 o'clock today at Village Walk in Onchan. If you want to see and get Manx produce fresh from the producers today, Village Walk in Onchan till 4, and Isle of Man Farmers Markets on tomorrow morning, 10 till 4, at the courthouse in Ramsey. All the details are at the Isle of Man Farmers Market Facebook page as well. Lots of things to ask about. A quick note, by the way, to Sunday, this coming Sunday, and in fact, I think through until the end of August, really, the Ben McCree is off on Sundays, either off the route or on maintenance during the period. So Sunday newspapers are going to arrive by air from this Sunday to the middle, certainly perhaps towards the end of August. And at the airport, currently doesn't open till 11 o'clock, which means that all supplies to retail outlets will be 5 hours later than normal. The airport doesn't open till 11, so instead of the newspapers arriving first thing, they won't be getting there till around lunchtime. Newspaper people have been assured by the airport that if they can open any earlier on a Sunday, they will, but it means that Sunday newspapers are going to be late for the next few Sundays. Just a quick note, somebody's asked me, we're trying to get in touch with some people who were married in the 1950s, who were married in actually October 1953. So, and it was concerning the wedding of William Callow and Mona Renshaw. They apparently were married in October 1953. So William Callow and Mona Renshaw, if you're related to them, it's nothing sinister. There's just some people who would like to find out more about it. I think William Callow was the bride. Louis Callow was his best man. Anyway, if you know the Callows, they were married, I think, at St Ninian's in Douglas in October 1953. If you want to get in touch with Manx Radio, just email... if you want, email me, andywint@manxradio.com. That's the Callows, William Callow, who married Mona Renshaw in 1953. There's somebody who'd like to get in touch with you. And some notes coming in, lots of people. So I choose Guernsey or I choose Mallorca. Completely unrepresentative, gut feeling, gut reaction today. Guernsey, no COVID at all. Mallorca, well, he pays your money, you take your choice, but it is a low rate of infection. If there were an air bridge... there is one definitely to Guernsey, but if there were one to Mallorca and they're trying to establish one, or at least a travel agent is, what's your thought? I choose Guernsey or I choose Mallorca. Your point of view, your opinion, text 166177, email studio@manxradio.com. Stick your name on there as well. Why can't they install a temperature or disinfectant walk through the ports like football grounds are using as well? Big Phil, I'm not sure who had the bright idea, but there's not one single bin on the promenade walkway from Summerhill to Broadway. I was trying to clear discarded beer and cider cans off the beach earlier, and there was nowhere to put them, nor is there any way of disposing of dog fouling as well. Plenty of space to secure bins against the railings at the access points to the beach. It needs sorting out, says Big Phil. No doubt Douglas will get on to that. Kath, I actually challenged a woman cycling through Strand Street, almost hitting a toddler. Her response was that she checked with the police and they said it was all right to do so. I think she was fibbing. Continued on her way cycling through the pedestrians. Another big worry, what about cyclists on pavements? I feel my life is in danger and I have to keep checking to see if a cyclist is coming up behind. clarify it? Well, Douglas Corporation, Douglas Council are saying absolutely 100%. Cycling on Strand Street, Castle Street, Duke Street against the 2013 Douglas General Bylaw. You should not be cycling on Strand Street, Duke Street or Castle Street. No ifs, buts or maybes. Jackie said, Andy, why is Comyn, the Council of Ministers, saying we're not ready to relax the border restrictions just yet, but then they announce relaxation of restrictions for residents waiting to return to the Isle of Man? It doesn't matter how they wrap it up, it's relaxation of the borders. We've been easing off the restrictions on a regular basis since April. They promised to publish the roadmap opening the borders in full, but they haven't done it yet. Is it because it would show that they're moving along this road despite telling the public that they are not? I think they're telling us when and if it happens, don't they, really? Mr. Quayle always goes on about, you know, he has a roadmap, but and then says, well, we're not ready yet. And Jackie says, I also think it's less than acceptable and then say there's not another press conference until next Thursday when they'll announce the outcome of the next review of the borders. If there were an interim conference, I would want to know how many people are still being repatriated back. If we were previously limiting numbers in one batch to 50 and now won't, how many people are we expecting to be mixing on the boat? Are they expected to social distance on the boat? Or only in UK territorial waters? What's the true implication of making this policy relaxation? And Jackie says, here's a note to Comyn, don't patronise our intelligence. Admit you're relaxing border restrictions and show us the roadmap, says Jackie. And here's Malcolm with us. Hello, Malcolm.
No, it's not Malcolm.
Oh, I do beg your pardon. Your name is?
Tony.
Tony, yes. You wanted to talk about cyclists?
Yeah, I've got nothing against cycling. I think the fact that we're cycling on the Isle of Man is a great thing. What I think is that there's a lot of argument back and forth between motorists, cyclists, and everybody wants to own the road. Easy way, all the cycles on the Isle of Man have to be licensed to an individual. Anybody seen driving down a road and you put a little license tag on them? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. As soon as you do that, you're then in a situation where the bike has a right to be on the road, and you can also report if that bicycle is not following the highway code, because they are supposed to follow the highway code, which means all in single file, not a peloton using up three quarters of the road. So I've been in situations where you've got a peloton and they will not move because they are sitting there talking to each other as they're riding along, and that's not right. If an ambulance comes, nobody moves out of the way. The ambulance has got to go on the wrong side of the road to get past. I don't think that is the majority of people who ride bikes. I think the majority of people who ride bikes do a really good job of being careful. I think the problem is, if they want to share the road, then they need to be licensed. That's the easy way of stopping all the arguments.
And you wouldn't make it expensive, what, a year or something?
Five or a ten a year, all you're going to do is pay for the tag and the license. It's the same as, you know, you're supposed to have a dog licence. So your people have to walk around. They're supposed to have a dog licence, but you ride around on a bike, you're not supposed to have a licence. It doesn't matter. The government needs to get their head where it needs to be. What they're doing is trying to force everybody to use public transport and ride a bike. Very good. But they've got no rules of engagement about how they're going to bring that in or how they're going to manage it or to the police about what they're supposed to do if they see somebody doing something wrong.
So we're talking about a formalisation of the cyclist's right to be on the road, really?
Yeah. You want to put bike lanes in, you should formalise it. Bus lanes are formalised. Buses are licensed. Same thing for bikes. You want to put a bike lane? No issue. Go ahead. I think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think that there's no framework under which the poor bicyclists don't get accused of doing everything wrong. And then the other thing is, the bicyclists, they can then demand that the potholes at the side of the road, which they often have to try and avoid, swerving out into the middle of the lane to miss, can be repaired.
So everybody will then know where they stand.
Correct. Not only that, there'll be a list of who's got bikes and who's riding them. So if somebody's seen loses a bike, it's going to be very easy to spot who they are, isn't it?
All right, Tony, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for that.
No problem. I'm sure there'll be lots of comments about I don't want to pay for a licence. It's not about the money. It's about regularising it so that it's part of the road user's work, if you like.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tony.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
12:45 it is on Manx Radio. Look out of the window at the moment. Who wants a staycation? If we had a two-week family staycation, what would we do? That's different for the next 4 weeks of school holidays. I don't want to exist in a Manx bubble. I want to live my life. If COVID-19 is always going to be here and we must live with it, let's start now, says this correspondent. John in Onchan, Howard Quayle, Chief Minister, needs to get moving on the border opening. Anybody can shut things down. As proved by Boris Johnson, it takes political skill to open up society. Ministers can't tell us that we have to live with COVID-19, but then ensure that this entails living in an island bubble indefinitely. Action, not words, needed now, says John. Cyclists can't be identified so they can get away with anything, says Sue. I saw a cyclist texting while cycling through Onchan on the main road. Surely this is against the law. And Dave said, because I said it's a filthy day today. Andy, please remember, every day is a good day. It's only the weather that changes. All right, it's filthy weather then. How many MHKs use pedal bikes? And councillors use pedal bikes. It will be interesting to have a count, says Peter. Who's your favourite cycling politician? I choose Mallorca or I choose Guernsey? We've got a corridor to Guernsey. What about Mallorca? Would you go? Manx
Radio. Calling all retailers. With an all-island reach up to 6 days a week, you should be using Isle of Man Post Office as your local delivery partner. We've adapted to offer local businesses a new cost-effective local delivery service, no matter the size of your offering. With us, you won't need to worry about your insurance, reliability, or safety of your products. To discuss your requirements and bespoke pricing, call 698-444 today or email sales@iompost.com. Isle of Man Post Office, your trusted business partner.
Most worthwhile things in life need care right from the start. At Moore Stephens Business Sense, we know that from experience. We've coached 150 startup businesses. Our suite of services supports the very personal needs of those courageous individuals who set out in businesses of their own. Yes, we're part of Moore Global, operating in more than 110 countries, but we understand that big or small, business requires the personal touch. Trust us today to take it personally when you call on 662020.
Right now, many diesel vehicles with diesel particulate filters are being driven infrequently or for short journeys. This can cause a buildup of carbon that can lead to a blockage. Auto Solutions, the island's TerraClean DPF agents, have patented equipment to counteract and remove excessive buildup of carbon in your vehicle's system, making this a cost-effective and quick repair on cars, vans, HGVs and plant machinery. Call now for TerraClean.
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Most ShopRite stores will open between 8 and 9 on Monday, Wednesday and Friday mornings for our fantastic NHS, emergency and care workers who are doing an amazing job for our island. Please check your local store for details. We ask that our other customers respect our request at this time to allow everyone access to what they need. We all need to work together to get through this. Thank you from us all at ShopRite.
Question: do we have the best smartphones on the island's best network? Sure we do! Get your favourite now. Choose the latest iPhone or Samsung Galaxy and get 6 months half-price plan rental when you switch to Sure. Terms and conditions apply. Full details at sure.com. That's sure.com. And remember, you'll always
get more from Sure.
Looking to reduce your carbon footprint and your energy bills? Nexium can help. With our exclusive Isle of Man heat loss software, we can identify the key heat loss areas in your home. As fully qualified installers of ground and air source heat pumps, solar energy, and the island's providers of Isonine spray foam insulation, let's make our island greener with Nexium. Visit homeofthefuture.im or call the Nexium team on 48 47 47.
This weekend on Manx Radio, we have another chance for you to be a big winner on our winning weekend wordplay.
This time we're teaming up with our friends at B&B Furniture to give away a Beautyrest two-drawer double bed with mattress and headboard worth almost £400. To be in with a chance of winning, keep listening all day Saturday and Sunday for the window of opportunity to open. Listen out for the code word on air, check the code word on our Facebook page, put together the famous phrase or saying, and you'll go into the big prize draw. We'll then announce the winner on Monday's breakfast show at 10 to 9. So keep listening right across the weekend as we team up with B&B Furniture for Manx Radio's winning weekend wordplay.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint, furnished by Magic Carpets.
A note that says, Andy, don't confuse cyclists with teenagers on bikes. Cyclists don't ride through Strand Street. You're tarring everybody with the same brush. I'm sure I've seen people who look a lot older than teenagers riding cycles through Strand Street. Can we have free commuter bus travel during peak times to get rid of the traffic off the roads for a trial period, please? It's dreadful trying to get into work as well. It's against the law not to accept legal tender, says Jan, and people should boycott any place that doesn't accept cash. They should be named and shamed. Have you heard of anyone catching COVID from cash? I think it was some UK multiples, didn't they, who didn't want to use, weren't accepting cash. But I'll be honest with you, I don't think I've heard of many people not accepting cash. Turn Douglas into another Amsterdam. Lots of cyclists and lots more cafes. They say, your call is correct. Pedestrian areas are for pedestrians, not dogs in shopping areas, says JP as well. How can a cyclist complain regarding potholes when they pay nothing towards the upkeep? And recently I drove along Shore Road in Russian. Cyclist wasn't using the cycle lane, but in the road holding up the traffic, says David. And if you are a cyclist, please, this is not meant to be against cycles, but if we are going to have more and more cycles on the road, if active travel is to be encouraged, and as Tim Baker was saying the other day, if lots of employers will be encouraged to put in shower facilities, presumably, one male, one female, that will happen. So will we then have to formalise what a cycle is? Will it have to be registered? Will it possibly have to have insurance? Will wearing cycle helmets be compulsory? If there are going to be more cycles on the Isle of Man, how do we approach this? Freedom Travel couldn't take... Let's have a look here. This is the Freedom... You didn't put a vote on there. Sorry about that. Just a thought on sanctions for riding in pedestrianised areas. How about confiscating their bikes for a fixed period of time? Says that correspondent. We're totting up your votes, by the way. Mallorca or Guernsey. As long as it's the right price, I'll go. Mallorca, says Sarah. I choose Guernsey. Mallorca are allowing travel from other countries, so it poses a bigger risk of infection being picked up. Very good point. Lots of people from distant destinations. I think parts of Mallorca are very popular with Germans. I think they're allowing, 10,000 Germans into Mallorca? I choose Guernsey, says Marcia. Martin says Guernsey. And Mallorca's full of cyclists, says somebody as well. Oh, wow. John in Onken chooses Mallorca. Somebody chooses Guernsey. Never been there before, but I've been to Mallorca a number of times, says Pam, so I choose Guernsey. I choose to stay home, says Brian. I choose Mallorca, says Ola from Douglas, and test for COVID straight after the return as well. It depends how quickly we get back to what we used to have. So ask yourself the question, will we ever get back to what we had before? The morning of the 16th of March, the Lieutenant Governor signed a state of emergency. Before that, we had a way of life. We may not get that way back back for an awful long time. Perhaps never. It's worth just thinking about that COVID-19 could be conquered and we could suddenly get COVID-21. What if they pick up the virus while they're in Mallorca, in Palma, and bring it back to the Isle of Man? There are people from all over the world that go there. I would choose, if I had to, and it would be Guernsey, says Pat. Thanks for your comments today. Thanks for your calls and texts as well. We read every text and every comment and every email. Not everybody gets mentioned. No Man in Line on Monday. It's Tyndall Day. Manx Radio will be live at St. John's. So we're going to be back on Tuesday. Stick around. Late lunch is on the way on Manx Radio. You've got Alex in the afternoon. Updates here at 5:30. Chris Kinley with Greatest Hits. At 6 o'clock, it's Sweet and Swing with Howard Kane at 9. Stu Peters on The Late Show tonight. Thanks to our studio producers today, Howard Kane and Sarah Hendy. I'm Andy Wynn. Man in Line returns next Tuesday at 12 midday. Have a great weekend.
WIN.